The U.S. government says it's now providing both lethal and non-lethal support to foreign-backed militants in Syria. U.S. President's National Security Advisor Susan Rice says that Washington has ramped up support for what she called moderate opposition groups. Rice stressed that they are providing support to both military and non-military anti-government groups in Syria. U.S. officials have refused to say whether Rice was announcing a new U.S. policy. They've also declined to comment on the details of the support to Syrian militants. This comes as reports earlier said the U.S. is ready to begin training missions for foreign-backed militants. Well, for more on this, let's go to Ohio and talk to Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today. Welcome, sir. Mr. Duff, first of all, why is it that Washington is expressively saying that it will support the militants lethally when it saw for itself that the country overwhelmingly voted for Bashar Assad?
Well, the United States is in denial about the fact that Syria had a widely supported and fair presidential election, that they elected the chief executive that they wished and the person that they believe is capable of carrying them forward to a peace settlement. And there does need to be a peace settlement in Syria. One of the issues here, of course, is that Susan Rice, as a spokesperson, is very much someone whose hands have been dirty in a number of areas in working with the Turks and supporting terrorism in Ukraine. She has long been aligned as an extremist within the State Department tied to neocons. The additional thing, if anything, a factor in Washington right now is that this is an election year, albeit an off-year election. The United States is looking to create any imaginable enemy if they have to invent it out of anywhere. They're trying to create the appearance of conflict. They're trying to make President Obama look like a wartime president. They're trying to make him look like a strong president. And frankly, we know better. His leadership has failed. He has failed to follow through on any of the promises he's made. And in the issue of Syria, of course, that the United States is clearly backing terrorist organizations that are a threat not just to Syria, but to American interests throughout the Middle East as well, and will eventually be a serious terrorist threat for all of Europe, is an indication that the short-term goals the United States is trying to gain, they are planning to do so at great long-term risk.
And of course, now that Bashar Assad has been elected for another term in office, just how hopeful can we be that a political solution would overcome a military one?
Well, Syria is having tremendous military success, although unreported. Veterans Today had teams at the election. We had noted that the Israelis were shelling as far into Syria as possible using long-range artillery. That was not reported because every attempt was made to keep the election on track and to encourage everyone possible that would participate. And there was a huge success doing that, which was an embarrassment to Israel and the United States. But additionally, Assad has reached out to the responsible parties in Syria. The problem being is that there has been a civil war in Syria between both the American-backed al-Qaeda insurgents and those opponents of the Assad regime who had originally begun this conflict long ago. The sides here have become very unclear, and the U.S. has very dirty hands in Syria.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today from Ohio. Thanks to Thor Sesser, as always.